There, are we good?
We're good to go. Yep.
I'll call this meeting to order. And we will
entertain a motion to add the minutes, approval of minutes to the agenda.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Those opposed? All right. I would entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
There is one question about.
No, it's
nothing to do. I thought that the food frenzy, is that gonna go through October?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The last one is in October.
Yeah, so we'll change to November.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we kind of throw us all off anyway, so, okay. Clearly?
You're good?
I'm good.
Any additions, changes, deletions, corrections?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? You get Chad and Kathy to come in, well.
Who motioned to approve the minutes?
There was no motion? I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Oh, I thought there was. I thought you did that.
You had to add it, I'm in.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, we did the motion to add it, but.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Sorry.
We can re-vote that if you'd like, if that'll make you feel better.
No, it's good. I like no changes.
I'm trying to hustle. All right, so the next order of business is a site visit, so we'll adjourn to Prospect Street, do a little talking there, then come back.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
Do you want to leave our papers or?
I can take someone.
I'm gonna take them, just in case.
Okay, so you know.
So my apartment is on the railroad. I live down Railroad Avenue in Brandon.
Okay.
There you go.
Yep.
You know, after a week, she never heard the train. And now I put this in the papers.
Yeah.
In my backyard over here.
Ultimately, I'm building permits and finally.
Yep.
They're on time.
I can actually tell you.
Because they come in at 7:30.
So I'm like halfway between the green and Holtley on East Main, and I can actually hear the train.
I figured you'd find out.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I tracked you down.
So we're reconvened, and if you just want to explain the situation.
So if you look at on my phone, if you kind of want to gather around. Sorry, the screen's small. But the blue dot is us, Prospect Street, the railroad. And you can see the office for orientation here. So the property goes all the way over onto South Main, right? You got that right? Uh-huh. And then goes up to, Sheldrick's house, Jay Sheldrick's house. Of Prospect Street. So there's quite a distance in length. So the office has been taken out of the floodway. We had a surveyor come in. They took all the buildings out because we're standing on this side of the bank and looking at the river, and the bank is lower, significantly lower on the other side. So I was like, I think it's worth the $5,000 to go do it. And we got the LOMA, we got approved for it. So I'm thinking that this is even higher over here. However, the floodway where they have it now, it comes in and it crosses the road instead of going that way. Crosses the road here, comes up and swings over and then ends in between this sign and the fire hydrant someplace. So that's where they're saying the floodway is.
Just to make everybody aware, a floodway is,
that
is
was
a
my
no
next
build,
question.
No fill area.
No build, no fill?
Uh-huh. Floodplain, you can build, but floodway, you'd have to have studies done to show that you're not going to increase the flood velocity in any way with developing.
Yep.
So it's
so
a big
can
deal.
You build whether you're in or out.
It's a big deal, yeah. So, I mean, if we were to say this property were to, say it went to, we got approved and it went to mixed river use and a developer came in and wanted to build. I would make it part of the contingency, I would suggest, I can't make decisions for people, but I would suggest that we go through the LOMA process as a contingency. And then everybody, you know, then you have this whole area to work with. But right now, if you build outside of it, you build over in here, you could have a house. There's actually enough room for a multi-unit. And then another house further up.
So where does the parcels end? Can you get just a visualization of where it's mm-hmm. right up?
Let's go to the bend in the road.
We can do it without anybody getting run over.
Right. That is tricky.
Is there a setback from a floodway? No, but you can build up.
So this is part of it as well. This was actually the loading, like a ramp going up for a loading dock for a rail. They used to load the slate here onto rail carts by hand. But it goes farther up.
It is almost three.
So you're talking like down by that power pole.
Uh-huh.
Some places the end. You could see right here we're still a ways, we're the blue dot again. So it's definitely down by the power pole.
Well,
you have to maintain certain distances. I did find enough room on either side of the ramp to have a residence built.
It would meet the setbacks.
Would meet the setbacks. Yep. Because uh-huh. I did have, because we were going to go a different route, and I actually had a whole site plan like drawn to scale. That would show the setbacks from the road, the setbacks for where the driveway can enter, because you have to be so far from an intersection. And then I also work for the state of Vermont in the Rail Bureau, so I understand railroad setbacks and right-of-ways. And so we definitely have room all the way around.
Somewhat reminiscent of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
They have railroad, and they have a mixed-use kind of a
yes.
CUD kind of setup.
Yep.
And then they're up the road.
Yep, that's the railroad that I actually, one of the railroads I manage.
Oh, looking.
Yeah,
yep. I mean, it works.
The Washington County Railroad, yeah, and it's very tight through the city because it was an old stone milling city, like Fairhaven and Pulteney and you know, surrounding towns, Granville. Yep, same, that's the same line. And so, I mean, these buildings are tight to the railroad, but they're outside of the right-of-way, so, and obviously they didn't have setbacks back then, and they were most likely part of the railroad building. Yeah, they had to be collected as well. So Barry and Montpelier are kind of like the whole...
Uh-huh.
The house would be built proportionate to the land. It's not, we're not going to put a giant.
Well, that's another argument. Another
board.
Planning board.
Yep.
But, I just wanted
to. Do you have a cold or is it allergies? You sound like
I had no idea.
He's so sloppy.
I'm not a happy camper. He's got walking wounded. I got a cold. He's got a cough.
getting old for the birds.
Oh, they lied. They lied about the golden years.
Yeah, they did. So, our question is basically for tonight is, anybody concerned about changing the designation of the area from industrial, which doesn't allow any residential building, to mixed use, river, whatever it's called there?
Mixed river.
Yep, mixed river.
Yep.
And so I want everybody just to see what it looked like.
There's a fox.
The potential. Are there any questions?
There's been a data center in here.
I just may.
Let's build one.
Let's hope so. Well, yeah. Either that or ice detention center.
That's different than Mixed River, though, right? That's not an approved use, is it?
I don't think so.
Definitely not. They could use the river for water cooling.
Did you must be seeing the commercial that they have. It's about Vermont fields. Don't turn Vermont fields into data centers.
Like
our solar panels. Ironically, we don't get any money out of the solar panels. That all goes to Southern New England, which is silly. But any more? I'm happy to answer more questions.
And you go right up to the right of way.
Right up to the railroad right of way. Yep.
And how far is that from the actual railroad?
From well, it kind of switches a little bit, because you have a little bit wider area for when they're loading materials on. I would have to look, because I look at a lot of track maps, but I think some areas were like 15 feet, and then some were 30. So in between 15 and 30 would be from the center line of the track.
And then our zoning allows for a shorter setback.
For railroad, yeah, against the railroad
right of way.
Yep. We did a lot of homework on this, haven't we?
Yes. There's been a lot of discussion.
2 years worth,
yeah.
I think.
I
work for the state of Vermont.
You don't hear
that. So we own railroads. We own four railroads.
No, but boy, they go through like a bullet anymore.
Four active.
It's amazing. And they don't dull their horn at night anymore.
No. I do know that name.
I'm getting used to the different engineers.
You can tell.
Dave used to live up above us when I was a kid. Patty,
if there's no other questions, we can go back
and
do our thing where Jen can hear us.
I love Dave and Patty. It's super, super nice people.
Only in Vermont. Yeah.
I saw that.
Cobb job. Polar bear, huh?
Wait, you don't like that?
I love it.
It's a small world.
He was working at Liberty.
We're going to replace
was
that.
Was he?
No. No.
He was perfectly good with a little bit of picks, right?
Yeah, that's it.
A couple of sisters on that. You'll be fine.
He would hang out with me.
Hang out with you and take care of you.
Yeah.
Good.
They go to New York to do it.
Yes. The water redemption. Right?
Yes.
I think I saw someone picking through the recycling in the zero sort dump the other day looking for water bottles to bring over the.
I've seen people do that.
Yeah. Yes.
That's one step further than I'm going to go.
Just one?
Yes. I'm cheap, bud. Tired and barking at trees.
When I lived in Quincy, we had curbside garbage and recycling and stuff. And almost everybody put their nickel deposits in the recyclables. And so I mentioned it to my wife, and she said, "You are not going to be picking up those nickel deposits."
We used
a penny saved.
In Rutland, there was a guy, Herman Goldberg.
Oh, Herman.
Yeah.
Yes. Someone told me that after he died, they discovered like he was really rich.
It's almost 200 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we took all of our
from Prospect to
Mississippi,
Prospect Street.
And
so
then
with
it was by the pound.
The parcel.
Oh, okay.
And then we just started throwing them away.
Yeah.
A lot of cords like cans on the truck.
Yeah.
It's kind of surprising.
Okay.
Yeah.
66 point.
Well, the next thing on the agenda would be a discussion consideration of actually changing the rule and starting that process.
Alright.
So if somebody wanted to make a motion, we could have a discussion. How about that?
I would like to make a motion to change the zoning district from industrial to mixed river for the three parcels with tax map numbers 2450249, 2450250, and 2450251, totaling 2.29 acres, located on the south side of 3 Prospect Street. And you got that. So, motion made.
Second.
Second.
You gotta watch these quick.
Just don't forget, I get the gavel.
He wasn't called Quick Mick for nothing.
That's right.
All right, so are there any discussion?
How? So if you were going to actually build something there, how many actual acres is buildable?
Well, that's it's based off setbacks in the town, right? It's not right. Based off...
It's based on lot area per family unit.
Right.
Number one.
Yeah.
And the state has mandated that with municipal water and sewer, there's a finite number that the state has said all towns and cities shall have in the state. So that's 8,000, and I can never remember what the figure is.
But then you've got that floodway. So yeah. You have to minus that floodway.
Well,
and the right-of-way.
We can't build in the floodway, but we can build outside of it.
And the area is still in the calculations per family unit. So what would be taken out of that calculation would be a permanent deeded right-of-way, something like that, would take out of the lot area. But otherwise, even though it's in the floodplain, or the floodway, excuse me, it still wouldn't affect that calculation as far as the lot size per family unit.
Okay. And that's, at this point, that's not our problem until they come back with real...
Yep.
Real development. Which
I will be back when I sell it, because I imagine they're going to want to know before they buy it. Yeah. So, yep.
No, just a suggestion. So, again, your consideration of this would be for the community in that area, whether the change would be beneficial for that, not to help an individual property owner make something more saleable. It's looking at the area and seeing what's around there and seeing if that change would be beneficial to the surrounding properties and match the use of the neighborhood now in a better way.
Yeah,
I just want to make that suggestion and make it hopefully clear that that's what you hope to do by making a change, is having it better for that whole area and the adjoining properties as well.
And as an industrial as it is now, it's a really tiny industrial site.
All right.
For sure is. It would be
difficult to get something in there. It's too small. With all the newer regulations and things like that.
Too small.
But whatever, it just would be.
Did Sally buy all that on that other side?
She did. She bought the office side, yep. So she owns all of that. So basically right now looking at it, it's gray, I'm looking at the map, and across the road it's blue. Mm-hmm. So looks like there's a little sliver there of it that is blue, which is kind of funny.
There is, yeah.
So I mean, if it were to go to Mixed River, by looking at the map, it really fits Mixed River to me. But of course, I want it to meet that, right?
In my humble opinion.
If she gets the gardens and everything in there that she wants to,
yeah,
then it would be really nice to have the other things on the other side.
I mean, Sally would have loved to purchase the whole property for the gardens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she told me that.
Yeah, she would have loved to have done that.
Yeah,
she
was
such
a
nice lady.
Last week, I think we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Any other discussion specific to the motion?
I think it's a great idea.
We have a motion on the floor. Call the question.
Second it.
Oh, it's already seconded.
No. All right then, sorry. You raised your hand.
If there are no other questions, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Unanimous.
Great. Perfect. Thank you.
So we will start the process. We've got to do a...
just a little tap.
Yeah. You understand that Celeste to go through public hearings.
Yes. So we still have to go to the select board too, right?
Yes. Yeah,
so public.
We'll do a public hearing. We got to schedule 15 days. The next convenient 15 days, we'll do it at a regular meeting.
Do we have to post anything on the property like we did with Sally?
For a hearing
yep.
on it?
Yeah.
There would be public posting on it.
Okay.
But not on the property.
It isn't like a site plan review.
Not like the sign where we put
right.
the sign in the window.
Right. It
okay.
would be published online and in the newspaper for the area.
Okay. Great. Perfect.
So we will start that process. We'll let you know when that's going to be. We got to figure out what's convenient for our next. We're changing days
okay.
for the meeting, but
so that
date.
Just to make sure I have the steps right in my head, we do a public hearing with this board.
Yep.
And then if it passes at that next. Level, then it goes to, then I go before the select board and present
yep. and actually, my case. You won't have to.
You no. won't have to.
I won't.
No.
It would be sent to the select board
okay.
as
yeah.
final. So in other words, just to clarify things, if there was some input in that public hearing that decided a change or modification from what was proposed, it would be done on that planning commission level before it was sent to the select board
okay.
for yeah. their review and their public hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so. As well, they have an opportunity to say yay or nay with what's being presented.
Right.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be on the same line, but
okay.
never know.
Great.
And so. The minimum would be 30 days. We're not going to make 30 days.
Right.
So we'll try to set up a day. We'll let you know when that's going to be. You're welcome to come to the meeting.
Okay.
You don't have to speak.
I don't. Right. I don't mind if people have questions for me. I don't mind okay. speaking in front of people.
Sure.
Do that quite a bit. But thank you very
thanks
much for your time. I appreciate
thank
it
you.
All.
It's good seeing you again.
Good seeing you.
Good evening.
You too.
Okay.
See you later.
Nice presents.
You know? Yeah.
So, today is the 20th. Our next meeting is June 10th, correct?
June?
Yes.
Does that get us the 15
because
days?
The 3rd is the food drive. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, then that's what we should do, unless anybody's got an objection to that. To have the public hearing in the next meeting, June
10th.
Is fine. That, I entertain a motion for such a thing.
I would make a motion to hold the public hearing for the proposed zoning district change on June 10th.
I will second that.
Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those
was that inappropriate? Was that okay the way I
sure.
said that?
No,
okay.
Just someone has to be responsible to make sure they get it into the publication, et cetera.
I'll do that tomorrow with Joe.
And the proposed change should be both
yeah.
online and here at the offices for someone to
yeah.
view and understand as part of that.
Okay, I will ask Joe to get to the papers. So that's that. Discussion of Act 181.
Is it still in the House? It has
still juggling. They haven't come up to, I don't believe they've come to any conclusion as they did today.
I have not that I've heard.
So, and I've had less conversation with Devin Neary than I've ever had in the last month and a half.
So, oh, wow.
So I'm sure he's just slam dunk. And I missed the meeting. I missed the planning commission meeting yesterday. I forgot all about it. Just pulled and zinged it. Yeah. And I would talk to him.
Isn't it tomorrow?
What's that?
Their
Regional
Planning Committee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have their special thingy tomorrow night.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, the meeting. So I'll try to get in touch with him and see if what he knows and where we are and where we stand. Conway, or what's his name?
Gary
Holloway. Has not returned any of my calls. And once again, it's probably. He's a good guy. He seems like a reasonable fellow. It's probably because he doesn't have anything to tell us. But I'll give him another ring this week as well. Just to an email. He's probably sifting through emails from every town that's trying to do this. But so no news is. We're off the hook for a while. That's all. And we don't even know what the hook is, if it's going to be anything.
No.
So, anyways, enough said. Enough said when you don't know anything. Actually, that could be just about anything I do. Other business, no mail?
No mail.
Public comment?
I would just like to ask again if we can get Regional to do a clean copy of the approved.
That was the last email I sent to him.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I have not heard. I have not heard one thing from them.
Okay.
I know he's busy. I know he's wickedly busy and understaffed, and so he's conveniently ignoring those phone calls. But sooner or later, I'm going to drop a dime on him. If he doesn't, I'm going to call somebody from the state and say we need some help here. Because I think actually we still have, there's still money in the last
left from that last grant.
Last grant we got that would provide, if he had the staff, would provide the staff.
And I don't think it's that much labor intensive to clean it up and remove the what needs to be removed.
So. Well, I noticed that my zoning regs say June 24th draft for the Planning Commission hearing. That's the most recent I have. So, yeah, so we do need it.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, I will keep on that.
Okay.
I make a motion to adjourn.
That's the spirit.
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't play around with that.
You want to hit it again before you go? Can I get my yellow folder?
Oh, Dina, what
I love my yellow folder. I don't want to lose my yellow folder.
I get it.
It's pretty. It's yellow.
It's yellow. It stands out. That way I can see when it starts to walk off on it.
There you go.
And it was
going.
I put a zoning map in the thing for you.